Blog Talk Radio.
Chag HaPesach Sameach. Chag HaPesach Sameach. Haverim, Haverim. Here, here for the Yom Echad, first day here of Passover here in the season, day one. Day one of Passover, basically beginning the unleavened bread right here in the season. Yes, a couple of delays right here, just getting onto the podcast, so we're here. And we're going to continue in the steps of the Seder, the steps of the order, the steps of the arrangement, the steps of the Pesach Seder, as well as, you know, the readings and feedings here for day one, and just some of the context based on HaTorah and the faithful tribe practices, traditions to become more familiar with it all. But right here, you know, ring the alarm or sound the shofar. Rastafari Passover, day one, Chag HaPesach Sameach, holiday, holy day.
Yeah! Holiday! Point to the one song, Molly.
Holiday!
Let's go!
Holiday!
Shubla!
Holiday! A break from separation. You find a way to cope, when your belly full of hope, on the brink of your salvation.
Cut off, and the oil price take off. Dollars fingers off, and the youth them no laugh. And old them drop off, and cash plus lock off. And the biggest mark 11 day a wharf. The little island full of bass, when I pay the staff. And world war kick off, and more life a loss. We make more price a cost, we make more rifle blast. Come to the party, a kind of cost.
Holiday, from separation, you find a way to cope, and your belly full of hope, on the brink of your salvation. Holiday, some joy and celebration. I wanna bless my neighbors above the morning to your greetings and salutations.
Don't miss a love on 90 where we need up on the street. Belly empty and the youth and tolerance are reach a peak. Machine them and them put them on repeat. Those without will have to get up and go look it on the street. Man a conquering lion when I come here so they get defeat. Give them a break.
Holiday, a break from separation. You find a way to cope when your belly full of hope on the brink of your salvation. Come. Holiday,
Rastafari Passover day one, Chag HaPesach, Sameach, happy, happy, happy Passover, and also the Chag HaMatzot, the Feast of the Unleavened Bread, beginning right here, 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 here with day one.
I'd like to return to the classics.
Here, 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 all about redemption, Passover here in the season, the now, 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 Passover, redemption.
The merchant ships, minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit. But my hand was made strong by the hand of the Almighty. We forward in this generation triumphantly. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our mind. Oh, have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them are gonna stop at the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Yes, some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever had, redemption songs. All I ever had, redemption songs. These songs of freedom, songs of freedom.
Remember this day in that y'all came out from Mitzrayim, out of the house of bondage by a strong hand, Yahuwah. Brought y'all out from this place. Exodus chapter 13:3, here, here, here. reason for the season. Still going to the steps of the Seder right here. And check this. This is what is usually said, but there's a word in the prophets to us in these days and time. I, we thinks. Therefore, behold, the days come. Behold, the days come. Here we have Jeremiah chapter 23, verses 7 to 8, says, therefore, behold, the days come, saith Yahuwah, that they shall no more say, Chai, Yahuwah, Jehovah liveth, Chai, liveth, Yahuwah, Jehovah liveth, the Lord liveth, in translation, Chai, Yahuwah, who brought up the B'nai Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, out of the land of Mitzrayim. But Chai Yahuwah Jaliv, Yahuwah liveth, who brought up and who led the seed of the Beit Yisrael, the house of Israel, the Beit Israel, out of the north country and from all countries whither I had driven them, and they shall dwell in their own land. Here, get a word of inspiration here, even for the Passover time, because what is usually referred to is the Passover out of Mitzrayim. But according to the prophets, it seems to be that there would be a future ingathering, even from all nations. And here in Jeremiah chapter 23, verses 7 to 8 is a very important, that we have in our first Rastafari Haggadah, telling the narrative, worthy is Jalam, Passover, Seder, order, arrangement, book right here. Just a word right there, since we know that Pesach is also a feast, a festival of redemption, both in the type concerning his son, Yisrael, from Mitzrayim, the corporate son, the corporate body, and in particular in the Brit Chadash, and concerning his son, the Bain Elohim Chayim, Yeshua HaMoshiach, redemption time. What a great day, what a great day, what a great day. So here, day one, day one, day one. We're at day one, Messiah, our Passover, you know, has been sacrificed, has been offered for us, for I and I. That key word in the Brit Chadasha sense, in the renewed covenant sense, as the Master says, Adon Yeshua, do this. What do you say? He says, do this in remembrance of me. Mashiach Zevach Pisachenu Hakrab Ba'adenu. In other words, Messiah, you know, has been sacrificed. Our Passover has been sacrificed for I and I. So Messiah is our Passover lamb in the Brit Chadasha. Now, the Torah reading and feeding sabbatical manna cycle is temporarily suspended for the holy set-apart week, Shavuah, of the unleavened bread, Chag HaMatzot, Matzot. Often it's referred to as Passover week, you know, within the Judaic tradition and in the Messianic tradition, you know, that affliction, yeah, that affliction week. That affliction week, because it was in the middle of the week. Remember, it says in the middle of the week, Daniel's prophecy speaks to it. The middle of the week. You see, Daniel's prophecy actually, you know, a lot of that has been fulfilled in his first advent concerning Moshiach. And that's a very controversial issue in certain Yehudi Judaic circles. But here, pushing forward with Messiah, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed or offered for I and I. In the Hebrew, Mashiach, Zebach, Pisachenu, Messiah sacrificed our Passover, Hakrab, offered by Deinu on our behalf. That verse in Corinthians, you know, from Corinthians, 1 Corinthians, yeah? So here we have the Torah reading and feeding cycle being suspended, you know, for the holy, you know, the holy day or the holy days of Shavuah of the unleavened bread, the Matzot, right? So here we are at the day one. You know, each day of the Shavuah from Abib 15th, according to Taurus, Abib 15th to Abib 22nd, after the Babylonian exile and adoption of some of the Babylonian month names, many also refer to as Nisan 15th, to Nisan 22nd, but the first month, first moon in HaTorah, Abib. There are assigned additional readings, reading and feedings from HaTorah and from the Haftarah, and also from the prophets reading. Now, because of the, we say the Torah-based calendar, Yehudi, Judaic calendar, being a, we say a lunar solar, but some argue actually it's a solar lunar. But because of those keys of calculating the times and the season, the dates for each day's readings are not fixed, but vary from year to year, in season, out of season. It's like what it says, like to follow Moshiach wherever so he goeth, you know, to be obedient to those times and those seasons, to be on call, to meet those moedim, those appointments, appointed times. So this means that the intermediate days, there are intermediate days. Remember, it says that the first day and the last day, you know, are Shabbats. In other words, are times to desist from occupational labor or, you know, what ones might say regular work, whatever one's occupational labor. You know, the first day and the last day. But there's the intermediate days where, you know, certain work, you know, may be done. You know, these intermediate days. And these intermediate days are known as the Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed. Sometimes abbreviated as CH, right, quotation mark M. Chol HaMoed. Remember, the Moed is the feast, the festival. You know, and this now varies also from year to year. Now, remember, this is a key thing in HaTorah and in Yah's true way, right, and life, the liberty, that the day begins at what one's referred to as sunset, or where the sunlight sets. This is where the day actually begins, right? And it runs through, right, the following day, right? According to tradition, they will say 18 or so minutes before sunset. This is why if you study the Torah carefully, they didn't work by this sort of calendar or time, how they keep time. Like people tell you there's 24 hours in a day. But Moshiach, Yeshua, says, know ye not that there are 12 hours in a day? What part is the day? The day is the sunlit hours, so generally the 12 hours in a day. So we have to remember that the day begins at what ones refer to as sunset and runs through to the following day just before sunset. Some measure that by 18 or so minutes before sunset, right? So it's important to get a accuracy, right, concerning time. And that's like the first lesson, one of the first lessons in Bereshit or Genesis chapter 1. You know, we read through it, ones read it, say this is the word of God, you know, but then how do we live? Do we allow what we are reading, what we are learning to affect our life, our liberty? So just getting that understanding doesn't mean that you can't use the other clock for the other business, but for Yah business, we need to understand what his timekeeping is, because the enemy, as the word reminds us, has sought to change times and laws. But in this time and season, the reason for the season, Zaman Chirutenu, the season of our liberation, right here. So Pesach Shabua, the week or the 7 days, right, the Torah readings and feedings, right? Let's touch on this right here. So we have the Erev Pesach. And that is what's known as the night of Passover. Why is this night different than all other nights? This is something that traditionally has been said. You know, part of the reason for the Pesach, and some will say, well, all these ceremonies and this and that, is because in keeping what Yah so said in HaTorah, it says to tell it, to teach it to your children. So what better time and opportunity, you know, than in the proper season, right? And based on HaTorah and Yah's reasons. So on the Erev Pesach, that's where it begins, that eve of Pesach, of the passing over. That would be, like we say, the first night, that particular night, the night of Passover, right? We read the Haggadah during the Seder during the arrangement, the order. The Haggadah is the narrative, the telling. It says to teach it to your children, tell it to your children. We're still going through the steps right here on the ear and in the iris. But here, let's point out a few things that needs to be understood. We have the intermediate days. First and the last day, right, we have that as the Shabbat, the set apart days, the first day and the last day. Then we have the intermediate days, right, the Chol HaMoed, intermediate days, right, of Passover. Now, these days are somewhat like, for lack of a better word, sandwiched between the two beginnings and the two ending days of the festival. So why the 2 days, right? At home and abroad, and those of us outside the land, those of us in the land, Pesach is 7 days long, with the middle 5 days regarded as the Chol HaMoed. Also during this time, and during the feast and festival time, certain books of the scripture are focal books, focus books, books that we focus on in the reading in the season. For example, here for Pesach, Shir HaShirim, Song of Songs of Shlomo, of Solomon, Song of Songs, is customarily read, right, during the morning service of the Shabbat of Passover, or during the morning service of the 7th day of Passover. But generally speaking, it is a reading that is read and studied by ones who are able to read and study it during the Passover. But in congregational worship, on that morning service of the Shabbat of Pesach, right, and or during the morning service of the 7th day of Pesach, in the community, in the gathering, this book is read and ones take in the reading and the feeding. Now also note this right here. We need to note that there's what's called the counting of the Omer, the 49-day count, or what it says after the Shabbat, the morrow after the Shabbat, And from that Shabbat, we would count, right, seven Shabuas. Shabuas is like a week, Shabuot. So we get the name for harvest, feast of weeks, or in the New Covenant sense, Pentecost, which means like the 50th day, because we are commanded to count seven Sabbaths complete. So a Sabbath would be like the seventh day. That's one full Shabua, one full week, and seven of those. And then on the morrow, the next day after the seventh Shabbat, that means the first day of Sunday, right? Wouldn't the morrow after the Shabbat be the first day that they call Sunday? This is where what's known as Pentecost in the New Testament sense, 50th day, or Shavuot, right, occurs, weeks. The proper name based on the Hebrew be the Feast of Weeks, counting seven, the two sevens class, seven times seven plus one, 49. Now, some Yehudim, right, would observe this according to the Hebrew calendar, right, from approximately April 16th to roughly around June 4th of this year. Therefore, this will be the counting. As it once counting the Omer, let me explain. Counting the Omer, and Omer is like a sheaf of wheat. This also during Pesach is what consists in the Bikurim, right? We're taught the Bikurim or the first fruits, because the first fruits within that year where the Moshiach was crucified, first fruits corresponded to the resurrection first day or Sunday, that morrow. Remember that word says the morrow after the Shabbat. What is the next day after the Shabbat? It's the first day, or what they call in the West, Sunday. All right. So this is one reason why. So when some of the Hebrews like say, well, we don't worship on Sunday, I get what you're saying. True, because we never call the first day Sunday. You know what I mean? But is there a first day appointment? Yes. There's a first day, or in strong quotes, strong, very strong quotes, quote, Sunday. For those who are still, you know, coming out of the Western Gentile orientation to understand the true Hebrew groundation. So we have the 49-day Omer count. The Omer is a sheaf of wheat. So the first fruits are presented during Pesach, Passover time, on the morrow after the Shabbat, the first Shabbat. We're speaking about the weekly Shabbat. All right, so this is what tells us that when Moshiach Yeshua was crucified, right, these events occurred, the crucifixion, on the middle of the week, which is like the fourth day, called Wednesday nowadays. And when he was put in Joseph Arimathea's tomb, right, to fulfill those 3 days and three nights, the count would begin from Thursday, which would be the fifth day of the week, Friday, the sixth day of the week, Saturday, the seventh day, that's 3 days right there, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and the first fruits in that particular year, according to Torah, will be on the morrow after the Shabbat. So we still observe the weekly Shabbat, right, even though the feasts and festivals, even though the first and last days are also Shabbats. But we have the Shabbat after Pesach, right, and that's the first day, known as Sunday, and that's the resurrection day. I just want to explain that because, you know, some of us are kind of overzealous. Like, yes, the Shabbat, right, the seventh day, what's called Saturday, is very, very important. But also, if you read in HaTorah, Leviticus chapter 23, you'll recognize that the link between Passover is that Eve, right, is that Eve, the evening, right, that lead to the first day. And in the first day, it is the first day of the unleavened bread. That's the Shabbat, right? And then there is a weekly Shabbat sometime within that cycle that comes on after, right? But in that year that Moshiach Yeshua HaNotri, right, was sacrificed in that particular year right there, we have the Shabbat, the weekly Shabbat on the Saturday or the seventh day, and then the first day, resurrection of Yeshua, corresponded in that year with the first fruits, bringing those sheaves of wheat. This is why you find throughout the Brit Chadasha the likenesses of Yeshua's resurrection, right, and the first fruits, right, the first begotten of the dead, the first risen, right, but he was risen on that same day when we could say those who were observing the feast and the festival. So that sign, just imagine that sign there. He said 3 days and three nights, and all of Yerushalayim knew that he was crucified at that time, right? And then 3 days later, on the first day corresponding with the Bikurim, first fruits, now they get to hear and witness that he has risen. You have to understand the powerful fulfillment. That's why it says that these shadows and types in the Old Testament, that fulfillment in and through Moshiach. So that's also another fulfillment right there. But that counting for those seven Shabbats, so 7 weeks plus one day, it begins during the Pesach, right, the Passover time. So what we have is seven appointments, seven feasts and festivals that occur over 7 months, right? This is the holy year, right? Every year for us who are observing. So around the March, April time, the Abib time, going forward for 7 months, there are seven feast festivals that occur in three seasons. So here we're at the first season, right, with three specific feasts and festivals. Pesach, Passover, that Eve, then the Days of Unleavened Bread. And right there in the midst of that, the Days of Unleavened Bread, do we have that resurrection or the Bikurim, the first fruits. That's the first of the crops that have begun to grow. We bring that forward as an offering, as Leviticus chapter 23 points out. We can go through the details, but look through chapter 23, you know, about 20 or so verses, you'll meet it. 20 to 23 or so verses. Yeah, 22 verses. I think 23 is actually where Shavuot begins. But be that as it may, it's important for us to understand these things, like what was commanded. How do they observe these things? Therefore, we can see that in the time of Moshiach, Yeshua, Jesus Christ, how it was fulfilled as well. You know, so that's very, very interesting. The count begins then, right, for another 49 days, right? And then the day after that seventh Shabbat. You see, what it teaches us is that the counting of the Shavuah, right, and the importance of the annual, the weekly Shabbat, as well as from practicing the weekly Shabbat when it comes to feasts and festivals. And we say, Yah says the first day is a Shabbat, the last day is a Shabbat. You see how the Sabbath is that first, you can say, test right there, that covenantal, right, agreement. And then by keeping that there in the weekly Shabbat, right, we apply the same principle, right, according to his word and instruction, to the feast, the festival Shabbat. So we have the first three. The first three all occur in what we can just sum up as Passover season, right? But Passover directly is that Eve, right, into, you know, the day that the Exodus, right? But then the unleavened bread goes on, and then we have the first fruits in the midst of that. Right. And then from the first fruits that we offer in the midst of that, there's that count for 7 weeks. Right. And then on the morrow after the seventh Shabbat, which brings us again to the Yom Rishon, to the first day called Sunday. So, yes, there is a worship according to HaTorah that we are obliged covenantally to fulfill according to what is written on that first day, i.e. in the West Sunday. And it's not trying to big up Sunday, you know, in that sense, but just what the Torah say, right? So we don't get overzealous, you know, in what we say and misrepresent. But the first thing first is that we have the Erev Pesach readings. Erev, the eve of Passover. That was a previous podcast. Yes, Passover begins, right, according to tried and tradition, 18 minutes before sunset, right, on Abib 14th. And Abib 14th, Nisan 14th, that would have been first light, previous light. When the holy day, holiday, the candles, the lights are lit before the start of the holy day. Now the Seder, as we mentioned, the Seder, right, and it's a Hebrew word, yes, the Seder, the arrangement, the order, then officially begins. And what do? We are to read, right, from a Passover Haggadah. Haggadah. A Haggadah is a book of traditional readings that are readings and feedings and tellings, you know, that tells and teaches and reminds of the Passover, for the Passover service. Now, reading the Haggadah is actually, well, the Haggadah basically is a Hebrew word for Hagid, like to tell, the narrative, the telling, the narrative. Reading of that is the mitzvah, is a mitzvah, a mitzvah. What's a mitzvah? A commandment. Someone say mitzvah, we would say mitzvah. Mitzvah of retelling. Teach it to your children. Tell it. Retelling the story, the narrative of the Yetziyah, the Exodus, about how Yahweh Eloheinu, Ayna Elohim, brought the Bnei Yisrael, brought the Ibrim out of bondage, right? Out of bondage. And so the bondage wasn't just, you know, like people say it was slavery, but actually let's look at the political, religious, social, economic levels to it, because there ain't nothing new under the sun, especially this spiritual Sodom and Egypt that we are to come out of, right? But how he brought the Bnei Yisrael out with a, quote, strong hand, right? And a outstretched arm, a yad chazaka, right? Zeroa mituya, right? And an outstretched arm. So that there is that eve of Pesach. As we say, why is this night different than all other nights? I think we have a little clip right here. I'd like to share this before we move on with it right here. A little clip right here. Wait, where's this clip? Here we go, from Hidden Empire. Hear this.
But passed over their house. Passed over their house. Passed over their house. Passed over their house. Passed over their. But passed over their houses. So quickly did the Jews depart. 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 One of the Hebrew tribes struck south from Egypt and settled in Ethiopia. 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 But passed over their houses. But passed over their houses. But passed over their house. Passed over their house. Passed over their house. Passed over their. Destruction to the Egyptians. Destruction to the Egyptians. Destruction to the Egyptians. But passed over their houses. So quickly did the Jews depart. 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 One of the Hebrew tribes struck south from Egypt and settled in Ethiopia. Chanting in Hebrew, the youngest schoolboy asks, why is this night different from all others? Falasha understand the language of the Old Testament. The story of Passover is known to them all. On this night, the flight to freedom began, away from Pharaoh's Egypt, away from the angel of death that brought destruction to the Egyptians, but passed over their houses. So quickly did the Jews depart, they were forced to bake their bread unleavened. To celebrate their escape, unleavened bread is eaten by Jews everywhere on Passover Eve. 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 On Passover Eve.
Unleavened bread, but also, you know, there's the lamb, you know? Yeah, you know, but the unleavened days of unleavened bread. Here's what we're in, the days of unleavened bread. Here from John Light Records, producer here, just a reasoning, explaining the significance, I think, for I and I, especially as a call, chosen faithful Rastafari, is very important
that,
here.
Yes. Well, a lot of work was placed in the Passover already in the year. We took to actually put this from production stage straight to the final product. You know what I mean?
Right.
The word Passover, well, what we try to do is take the people back into our biblical accounts of the days of Moses and Pharaoh, and with a mighty and strong hand, God rescued his people, the Israelites, from the hands of the Egyptians.
Mm.
Alright, so on that night, that fateful night, the while God was going to do this, his last plague, the 10th plague, what he did is tell the Israelites to put the blood of the lamb upon the doorstep. So when the angel had passed over, when the angel had come, it will pass over them and it will slew the firstborn in Egypt,
yeah,
and rescue the people. Alright, so what we try to do is bring back this message to the people and let them know that we praise a mighty and powerful God, which is Jehovah. Alright, and in the New Testament, God has brought forth Christ as the new Passover. Alright, so those who have accepted Christ as the Lord and Savior has his blood upon the doorsteps of their hearts.
Mm.
So when judgment comes, Jarad comes, Jah will pass over them and slew those that have not accepted God. So that is what the Passover is about.
It's a spiritual rhythm.
Spiritual rhythm. All about messages to edify the people.
So you think?
Yes, 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 having that blood of Moshiach on the doorposts of I and I heart. Now, it's interesting to understand even how the Hebrews and Yeshua himself, you know, like even how we speak, even today, we even as once lost, now found black and brown people, we speak even this English in a certain way that other peoples not being familiar in the spirit won't really properly, they'll hear but not hear. You know, they're hearing here, but they won't really understand. So even with the use of the term blood, you know what I mean? Blood, as Hot Torah teaches us, is the life. He said not to eat the blood because it's a life. Even Yeshua explained that to ones and ones in chapter 6 of John's gospel, and go scroll to verse 66 and read it in context. And some of his disciples then, you know, found it hard to really understand, you know, the spirit of the meaning. So let's get the spirit of the meaning, Chabarim, Chabarim. That clip right there, applying it, you know, within the Brit Hadash, a new covenant sense, is very important to the true spirituality of his divine majesty. So here we are at day one, the day one reading and feeding. Now, because of, you know, us being in the West and getting into the detail of why there's a difference outside the land, right, it's because of the whole time, right, the whole time factor. So the first day, right, of Passover, we say this is the first day that also corresponds with the unleavened bread, right, the days of unleavened bread. So we begin off here with the reading and feeding, right, the Pesach, the manna, right, here on this day, which is likened to a Shabbat day, right, in Exodus chapter 12. Chapter 12 of Exodus, the Sefer Shemot in the Hebrew, the book, the cipher, the book of the names, referred to in translation as Exodus. Exodus chapter 12, verses 21-51. Here's the reading for the first day. Take note, take note, take note. Exodus chapter 12, verses 21-51. Moshe, he instructs the elders, Zikne Yisrael, the elders of Israel, in the laws, the Torot, in the instructions. Let's get this clear. We say Torah, and commonly they say law, 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 law. But it's not law in the sense that Western Gentile law. Now, there are certain things within, you know, the scripts here that we can call, quote, law in the sense of judgment. But in this context, it is the instructions, Torot, plural of Torah, the Torot, the directions, instructions of Pesach. All generations to come are to observe the Pesach tribe, the tribe of Pesach, the directions, instructions, and what has been passed down from I righteous, you know, ancestors. Let's put it like that. In addition, and from the righteous, in addition, the children of succeeding generations are to be instructed Pesach. This is also what's important here in this reading, that the future generation, the children, the youths, so some of us might know, you know, from experience and knowledge and, you know, just age awareness, but now the children of the succeeding, the children to come, right, are to be instructed at Pesach as to the origin and significance of the Moed, of the feast, the festival, the appointment. Now there's the Maftir, right? Like additional reading from Numbers. We call this like the fire key, you know, the fire key, because in Numbers chapter 28, verses 16-25 also explains the Torot, direction, instruction of the Pesach, right? Now there's Haftarah. Haftarah is like the additional reading, the prophet's reading, even Ha'adon Yeshua, Ha'notri, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus of Nazareth, even he observed that. We see that in the Knesset, right, the Moed of Nazareth, right, of Nazareth, where he went into the synagogue there, right? And then he went up, right, to read from the prophet. That's what's known as the Haftarah, right? The additional reading that is to reflect on what the Torah reading is, right? This is taken from the book of Yehoshua, right? Yehoshua, Joshua, Yehoshua chapter 5, focus verses 2, right, to chapter 6, verse 1, and chapter 6, verse 27. Now, this describes the historic Passover, right, that the Israelites observed at a place called Gilgal, after they had crossed the Jordan known as the Jordan River. It was the first celebration of Pesach, of the Hebrew Fasica, in the Holy Land, in the Promised Land. Now, in certain of the Reform Yehudi tribes and tradition, this is of interest here, Isaiah chapter 43, verses 1 to 15, is the prophetic reading for the first day of Pesach. So in some other traditions of HaYehudim, of Judahites and Jews, that there's a tradition of bringing the reading to Isaiah chapter 43, verses 1 to 15, as the prophetic Haftarah reading for the first day of Pesach. Now, the second day is very closely associated, so we're just going to look ahead right here. Day 2 reading, coming forward for day 2 reading, is in Leviticus, the Sefer Vayikra, the book of Vayikra, and he called, known as the Handbook of the Priest, called Leviticus chapter 22. So from Leviticus chapter 22, verse 26, to chapter 23, verse 44, is the reading for day 2. And here, Moshe Rabbeinu, he instructs the Bnei Yisrael, the Israelites, in the observance of HaShabbat, of the Sabbath and the Mo'edim, and the feast, the festivals, we could say the appointments, the Shabbat and the festivals, including Pesach, Passover, Shavuot, feasts of weeks, right, called harvest and known as Pentecost, Rosh Hashanah, right, the Yom HaKippurim, Rosh Hashanah, or Torah-wise, it's known as the Day of Trumpets, right, the Day of Trumpets, right, the Yom Teruah, a.k.a. modern times Rosh Hashanah. Now, Rosh Hashanah, right, is what they call, it's like the Civil New Year. Now, some would say, well, how can that be? But when you read the instructions concerning the seventh month, the seventh moon, where the last three of the appointments are fulfilled, it clearly says at the end of the year, right? So even the HaTorah tells us that we have a very unique formulation of what once I call a year. And it consists of 7 months, 7 moons. And we get to the Yom Teruah, the Day of Trumpets, that's called Rosh Hashanah. So the reason we're calling it Rosh Hashanah is because of an intimate understanding of how there was a holy year, and now we're getting more into the civil portion of the year, right, where there are no commanded feasts or festivals with the exception of HaShabbat. But then we have the Yom HaKippurim also in the reading for day 2, the Day of the Atonement. And finally, summing up the 7th, right, we have HaSukkot, we have the Tabernacles, Sukkot. And on the Maftir for day 2 passage, is a passage from Numbers chapter 28, right, verses 16 to 25, same as for day one, that basically explains the directions, instructions, the Torah of Pesach. Now, the Haftarah, prophet's reading, the prophetic reading for day 2, the second day of Pesach, right, the Sheni, Yom Sheni, right, the second day is 2 Kings. 2 Kings chapter 23, focus verses 1 to 9, as well as verses 21 to 25. This here regards the great Pesach. There was a great Passover. They said it was such as never was even observed before. A great Pesach that was celebrated, celebrated after the good king. Right? Because we had kings and queens, but among Israel and Judah, not many of them were good. But here we have the good king, Josiah. He initiated a reformation among apostates falling away from the righteous state, Yehuda, the high Yehudim, Judah, the Judahites. Now, we're going to go forward, you know, forward right here. Let's just look at the time right here. Okay, yeah, we got to pick up. But let's go to day three. We're going to cover this again, but just day three. Looking forward a couple of days here in the unleavened bread. What's the reading and feeding? Day three reading is in Exodus chapter 13, verses 1 to 16. All right, now we also have Brit Chadasha readings, New Covenant readings as well. So we have what we say like a trinity or threefold level of readings. Once again, just for review, day one, Exodus chapter 12, verses 21 to 51, Numbers chapter 28, verses 16 to 25. Prophets reading, Joshua chapter 5, verses 2 to chapter 6, verses 1, right? As well as, sometimes this might be missed, but as well as, what's the other, there's another verse 27, right, in chapter 6. Then in the Brit Chadasha that we didn't mention before, we have Luke 22, focus verses 7 to 20, John chapter 1, focus verses 29 to 31, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 20 to 28. For day 2, the Sheni, day 2 of Pesach, we have Leviticus chapter 22, focus verses 26, all the way to chapter 23, verse 44, plus the Numbers reading from chapter 28, Numbers 28, verses 16 to 25. And then we have Second Kings chapter 23, verses 1 to 9, as well as verses 21 to 25. Now, many traditional Yehudi, it's at this second day of Pesach, right, the second day of Passover, where some begins the Omer count, the counting of the Omer, you know, the counting of the Omer. But actually, when we look at the Passover in that first time, that first year, it would have really have been at least by the third day in that sense, you know, the third day, well, after the third day. Because remember when Yeshua, he was risen right after the Shabbat on the first day, right? The crucifixion occurred in the middle of the week, the fourth day, what they call Wednesday. The 3 days is counting from Thursday, Friday, Saturday, raised up, right, already in the early hours, you know, raised up, dressed, and all of that, you know, in the early hours of the first day. But for day number two, right, for the second day, right, for day two, we have the prophets reading, right, the Omer account by some Yehudi, and then we have the Brit Chadasha reading, Revelation chapter 15, verses 1 to 4, all right? So here, just moving forward to day 3, because day 3, there's some information here. Give thanks to Hebrew for Christians, some information here, right? Let's see how they do it. Well, they let's see. Well, I don't agree with that right there. Let me share it with you, right? Moses calls for the consecration and redemption of the firstborn. And the third day reading, Exodus chapter 13, verses 1 to 16, Moshe calls for the consecration and redemption of the firstborn and instructs the Israelites regarding the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Now, here they have for day 3, right? The resurrection of Yeshua, our Savior, corresponds to the Reshith Katsir, is another way of referring to Bikurim or first fruits. Reshith Katsir, like the first that's harvested. Katsir, Reshith Katsir or Bikurim, first fruits. And the Tanufa. Tanufa, the wave offering, that when we study it, it actually is one way that they made the sign of the cross. What we call the sign of the cross, you know, the wave, there's a Tanufa where this offering that you had to wave. you know, in cardinal directions, you know, which was wave. It was called a wave offering. It wasn't just spinning around, you know, crazy like, no, but it's like, you know, up and down, and you could say left and right, right and left. This marked the countdown of Shavuot, the day of the Ruach HaKodesh, right, was given to the called out assembly. Now here he has a list of the days, right, around Passover time connected with Yeshua. We agree that on Abib 14th, Yeshua was crucified, right? Now by time the Eve came in, that would mark the first day, right? You know, the time when it comes to the first day of Passover on the 15th. Yeshua in the tomb. We agree. On day 16th, right, Yeshua in the tomb. We agree. But then he has here for Nisan 17, Yeshua resurrected. Now, remember we said the Wednesday was the 14th, right? The Thursday, the 15th, first day in the tomb, right? The Friday, the 16th, the Saturday, right? The 17th. And early, as we're going into the 18th, he is risen. But they say he's risen on the after the second day, but really, he says 3 days and three nights. So that's what we, you know, disagree with, at least the Hebrew for Christians there, on the way they are parsing this. But we can see that they have a good groundation. Perhaps it was an oversight, but we'll check our notes as well. But sharing this right here, Yeshua rose, was raised. Let's put it correctly. Ha'adon Adonainu, our boss, our master, our sovereign. He was raised by Elohim Ha'ab. Elohim, our father, says that Elohim raised Yeshua. Trying to say Yeshua rose, but actually he was raised. That's a testimony. I saw that about over five, six, I don't know, less than maybe 10, but over five times in the New Covenant scripture where it clearly says that Elohim Ha'ab raised the Bein Elohim Chaim, the son of the living God, was raised by our father, his father, our God, his God. Right, was raised from the dead, right, on the first day of the week. Agreed. First day that they call Sunday, the first day, the day after the Shabbat, right? After being in the tomb 3 days and three nights. You heard that? 3 days. So what the order he has from the 15th in the tomb, the 15th in the tomb, the 16th, and then resurrect on the 17th, that's not 3 days and three nights. That's like 2 days and two nights, right? But the disciples then encountered the risen Adon, the risen Lord, right? He has right here on Nisan 17th, this day is off right here. But on the first day, right, the morning, according to Matthew chapter 28, verses 1 to 10, right? In short, right, he was crucified on the 14th, right, and resurrected by the 18th, right? And these dates here, you know, they vary when we compare them to the Gregorian calendar. So anyway, my brothers and sisters, that's a little point there. I didn't know whether, you know, that would find that particular point there. It looks strange because it's definitely how many days? He said 3 days, three nights. You know what I mean? So if he was in the tomb on the 15th and in the 16th, then how is he resurrected on the 17th? Where's the 3 days? And the three nights, yes, 3 days. And then say three nights or 3 days, but 3 days and three nights. But here, brothers and sisters and brothers, we're going to ride up right here. No, we have a psalm right here, Psalm 54 right here. But just, you know, we're just going to go through it briefly, but going to focus here on today's reading, right, and also catch up on some reading from the Seder. As well, give thanks to the fellow Chaverim, you know, to the brothers, the sisters, and the youth, and the children who have read from our first Rastafari Haggadah Passover Seder book, you know, worthy is Jalam. We're going to pick up. But here, let's share this right here, brothers and sisters. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 54. And riding up.
Mizmor nun dalet lam natzeach binginot maskil le David. Bevo hazifim vayomeru le Shaul. Halo David mistatter imanu. Elohim beshimcha hoshi'eni. ובגבורתך תדינני.
Psalm 54. Save me, O God, by thy name, and judge me by thy strength. Hear my prayer, O God, give ear to the words of my mouth. For strangers are risen up against me, and oppressors seek after my soul. They have not set God before them.
Selah.
Behold, God is mine helper. The Lord is with them that uphold my soul. He shall reward evil unto mine enemies. Cut them off in thy truth. I will freely sacrifice unto thee. I will praise thy name, O Lord, for it is good. For he hath delivered me out of all trouble, and mine eye hath seen his desire upon mine enemies.
Yes, 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 right there, there, there. The Hebrew meets the KJV right there. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 54. Interesting note, since this is the season of Netzach, we touched on that earlier, Netzach, one of the words for victory or the sense of overcoming, right? One of the key words of the season, Netzach and Ha Yeshua, the salvation and victory. So here, look old note on the opening of today's daily psalm, and then we'll ride up with the reading for day one right here. Check this out right here. This is on to the chief musician, or we suggest the translation from the Hebrew, the overcomer, the Menatzeach, a little Menatzeach study on the Netzach, the Natzach, victory, overcoming, also found on, you know, what they call the tree of life as well. Well, hear this.
And hear, yes, Shema Yisrael, Shema, hear this. Today's Mizmor, Nun Dalet, Psalm L-I-V, Psalm 54. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews and the hiatus order of Malkias Hebek, we have Mizmor, Nun Dalet, the 54th psalm, Psalm L-I-V. And the superscription right here, let's take it from low degrees to high degrees. Today's daily psalm, the superscription reads, in the KJV first, to the chief musician on Niginot, Maskil of David, when the Ziphim came and said to Saul, doth not David hide himself with us? Save me, save I, O Elohim, by thy name. And judge me, judge I, by thy strength. So here we have the first verse in the KJV, which actually corresponds to the first two verses here in the Sefer Tehillim, in the Psalter, the Hebrew Psalter, the Book of Psalms. We have the first two verses, the Aleph. Now, actually, the first three verses. This is interesting. Now, looking at the numbering. The first three verses, the Aleph, the Beit, and the Gimel. So the first three verses in the KJV, the King James Version is the first verse. So we have the first verse, KJV-wise, corresponding to the first three verses, Hebraically or in the Hebrew, in the Sefer Tehillim, in the Book of Psalms, in the Sefer of the Tehillim, the praises, the Psalms. So here, for the first words, getting a groundation here for the first words. Today's daily psalm is a prayer, a tefillah, a prayer in peril. A prayer in peril. The poem here, it resembles many earlier ones, in being a cry for help from one who was in imminent danger of death from pitiless enemies. Now, the title here connects it with Shaul or Saul's persecution of David. Persecution of David, as we have here. Lam Natzeach. Be niginot maskil le David. For the chief musician, lam natriach. For the chief musician, for the leader, also for the overcomer, la menatriach, from the natzach, for the overcomer here within the Brit Chadasha sense, particularly in the Chazon, Yohanan, in the Book of Revelation, the Revelation of Yohanan, Yohannes Rai, we have in the Hebrew the Menatzeach as the overcomer, the Menatzeach in the Brit Chadasha, the new covenant, the renewed covenant sense. But here, looking at the basic, the Peshat, the Hebrew sense of it, we have to the chief musician. And the root is Natzach, to glitter, it has a meaning of to glitter from afar, also in a secondary sense to be imminent as a superintendent, especially of the Heikal, of the temple, the Beit Mikdash, the Beit HaMikdash services, and its music. And also there's a third as a denominative, right, which is related to a related Hebrew word. Here we have the H5331, the Netzach. So we have the Netzach and the Netzach, the Netzach and the Netzach as the root of La Menatzeach, La for Menatzeach, for the Menatzeach, for the chief musician. Often this is interpreted in KJV as chief musician, in the Sefer Tehillim, the leader. Just to zoom in on that, very important note on the first word of many of the Psalms, the musical, some say, directions found in the superscription for many of the Psalms have Lam Natsayach, Lam Menatsayach, for the Menatsayach, for the Menatsayach, for the overcomer. So the sense of for the overcomer, for the overcomer, New Testament sense, Brit Chadash sense, in the Hebrew, in the Psalter, in the Psalm sense, the chief musician, in the KJV translation, Hebraically for the leader. So we can then look into some of the roots, the Natsach, Natsach root, which is the H5329, as well as the H5331, the Netzach, Netzach and the Natsach. And the Natsach root here is a goal, properly a goal, i.e. in S, the bright object at a distance traveled toward. The bright object, the objective at a distance traveled toward. Netzach, in another sense, in a figurative sense, is splendor, or subjectively, it's truthfulness, or in the objective, objectively, is the confidence. But usually in the third sense is adverbially, continually, to the most distant point of view, to the most distant point of view. So now, following this as well, right, this particular root of the Netzach, taking the time right here to zoom in on the Netzach, as we have it in today's daily psalm and in many of the daily psalms. No doubt this will be a good point of reference just to get a good groundation on that first word. Usually the Lam Natsayach, Lam Natsayach is the first word of many of the psalms in the superscription, translated as for or to the chief musician, to the leader, the Brit Chadasha sense, the renewed covenant sense, the overcomer. Now KJV translates this word, the Netzach, we have the Netzach, H5329. Here the H5331, KJV brings the sound as always, the sense of Netzach. Netzach can mean always, constantly, the end, ever, evermore, perpetual. Also strength and victory. Now, Kabbalistically, according to the Kabbalah, we have this on the tree, on the Eitz Chaim, right? The Eitz Chaim, on the tree of life, we also have the Netzach. So there we get the sense of strength and victory, especially brought out in the translation as victory, the Netzach sense. Now that also has, you know, its link with the Natzach, the Natzach, the Natzach sense that we have touched on, which is the H5329, where we have the one who's eminent, one who is a superintendent, especially of the Heikal, the temple, the Beit Mikdash, the holy house services, and in particular, it's music, in particular, the music. All right, so we have Netzach, right, to be chief, Netzach, the Netzach sense, to be chief. All right, Netzach, also Netzach, as a noun, the juice of the grapes, in the sense of as blood red, the juice of the grapes as blood red, also linking with the Netzach sense. That was a very interesting word to study, compare, and contrast as we just look through some of the basic relations here with this root word and how in the New Testament sense, this is brought out as the overcomer, the overcomer. So here, just getting a good groundation on Netzach. What is Netzach? Right, and also to bring out some of the New Testament points of reference within the Hebrew of the Brit Chadasha, of Chazon Yohanan, of the revelation of Johannes, the overcomer, to the overcomer, and the one who overcomes. The Menatzeach is the overcomer. Now, here, here, here for today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews. Mekai and I ride up, 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 ride up.
Yes, 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 yes. It's right there. It's, yeah, because the word came up, actually. Let's see. Yeah, when we were speaking about Nisan or this first month, Torah-wise known as Abib, right? And deliverance and the Rosh Chodesh, Abib, Rosh Chodesh, Nisan. We're speaking about that faith in Yah's love is the victory. And the word there, Netzach, Netzach, that overcomes the world and its illusions. Yeah, it was on that key word there that was in that reasoning. And also in linking with 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 57. Thanks be to Elohim who gives us the victory, Netzach, right? Victory in the sense of victory and Yeshua, right? Yeshua. You know, there's Yeshua, as we mentioned, and Yeshua. Yeshua, the name, and Yeshua. We say the now aspect. You know, we say the person and what it is, the essence, you know, in the person. Yeah, through our Adonai Yeshua HaMashiach. So that was just a couple of points right there in that reasoning that just reminded I now when we heard the psalm here. We could have touched on Binginot. I don't know if you heard that part right there, the Binginot, Binginot. Before we ride up in the reading for day one, just to share this right here, a little dubwise, but the opening part where it says on string music, in the Hebrew, Binginot, Binginot, depends on how it's enunciated, B by way of Niginot, on the Niginot, but on the Niginot, by way, Binginot, the Binginot. We thought that was interesting right there, string music. When I and I say play the drums, referred to as the harps right there. Here, 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 before we ride up, just once again, a little double I.
Music, heavy reggae music.
Lam na teach binginot, maskin le David.
Mizmor nun dalet, lam na teach binginot, maskin le David. Teach binginot, maskin le David. Binginot, maskin le David. Pinginot maskile David, pinginot maskile, pinginot, 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 pinginot maskile David.
God, by thy name, and judge me by thy strength. Hear my prayer, O God, give ear to the words of my mouth. For strangers are risen up against me, and oppressors seek after my soul. They have not set God before them. Selah. Behold, God is mine helper. The Lord is with them that uphold my soul. He shall reward evil unto mine enemies. Cut them off in thy truth. I will freely sacrifice unto thee. I will praise thy name, O Lord, for it is good. For he hath delivered me out of all trouble, and mine eye hath seen his desire upon mine enemies.
Mizmor nun dalet, lam natseach binginot maskil le David. Seach binginot maskil le David. Binginot maskil le David. Binginot maskil le David. Binginot maskil. Binginot. Binginot. Binginot maskil le David. Binginot. 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 Binginot maskil le David. בנגינות משכיל לדוד, בנגינות בנגינות משכיל לדוד, בנגינות 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 משכיל לדוד, בנגינות משכיל לדוד, בנגינות משכיל לדוד, בנגינות משכיל לדוד, בנגינות 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 משכיל לדוד. מזמור נ"ד למנצח בנגינות משכיל לדוד. בבוא הזיפים ויאמרו לשאול, הלא דוד מסתתר עמנו. אלוהים בשמך הושיעני, ובי גבורתך תדינני. אלוהים שמע תפילתי, האזינה לאמרי פי. כי זרים קמו עלי, ועריצים ביקשו נפשי. לא שמו אלוהים לנגדם סלע. הנה אלוהים עוזר לי, אדוני בסומכי נפשי. ישיב הרע לשורריי, באמיתך הצמיתם. בנדבה אזבחה לך, עוד שמך אדוני כי טוב. כי מכל צרה הצילני, ובאויבי ראתה עיני.
Abetu abetu baile 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 baile.
Mizmor non dalet, Psalm 54 here according to royal order. Lanatea binginot maskil ledawi. For the leader, the chief musician, the overcomer, La Menatseyah. La Menatseyah, be in the ginot, bin ginot, upon, with, by way of string music, bin ginot, maskil, maskil, maskil le David, a maskil of David. For wise, maskil has a sense of circumspection, being wise. It says to give praise with understanding. That word, maskil, wisdom, wiseness here in this prayer right here. Prayer in peril, prayer in peril. Hopefully we have time to get into more of it. But here, you know, for day one, the reading and the feeding here in this time, Shema Yisrael. Give enough thanks right there, Queen Malka Makeda, and also Elder Malkias Edek for that word sound right there. Thank you very much, you know, for that. Mishpacha Shalano Chag Pesach Sameach. Oh, Mordeen. Yes, here in the season, the reason for the season right here. Gonna ride up right here with the reading today.
One.
Blessings of the Torah. Before the Torah portion reading in the Hebrew and English tongue. Baraku et Yahweh Hamvara. Baruch Yahweh Hamvarak Leolam Vayet. Baruch Ata Yahweh Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Bekar Benu Mebo Hamayim Benutan Lanu Et Torato Baruch Ata Yahweh Notein Ha Torah. Bless Yahweh, the Blessed One. Blessed is Yahweh, the Blessed One, for all eternity. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our Almighty King of the Universe, who selected us from all the peoples and gave us His Torah. Blessed are you, Yahweh, Giver of the Torah.
Ve'emru, amen, amen. Here, here. Reading for day one. Reading for day one right here, here, here. We have Exodus. Yeah, hold on for a moment. Yeah, just here, just a boy, just managing the boy. Give thanks, brothers and sisters, your patience. Exodus chapter 12. Verses 21 to 51, going to be followed by Numbers chapter 28, verses 16 to 25. Hear, hear, hear.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Chapter 12. Then Moses called for all the elders of Israel and said unto them, Draw out and take you a lamb according to your families, and kill the Passover. And ye shall take a bunch of hyssop, and dip it in the blood that is in the basin, and strike the lintel and the two side posts with the blood that is in the basin. And none of you shall go out at the door of his house until the morning, for the Lord will pass through to smite the Egyptians. And when he seeth the blood upon the lintel and on the two side posts, the Lord will pass over the door, and will not suffer the destroyer to come in unto your houses to smite you. And ye shall observe this thing for an ordinance to thee and to thy sons forever. And it shall come to pass, when ye be come to the land which the Lord will give you, according as he hath promised, that ye shall keep this service. And it shall come to pass, when your children shall say unto you, What mean ye by this service? That ye shall say, It is the sacrifice of the Lord's Passover, who passed over the houses of the children of Israel in Egypt, when he smote the Egyptians and delivered our houses. And the people bowed the head and worshipped. And the children of Israel went away, and did as the Lord had commanded Moses and Aaron. So did they. And it came to pass that at midnight the Lord smote all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh that sat on his throne, unto the firstborn of the captive that was in the dungeon, and all the firstborn of cattle. And Pharaoh rose up in the night, he and all his servants and all the Egyptians, and there was a great cry in Egypt, for there was not a house where there was not one dead. And he called for Moses and Aaron by night and said, Rise up and get you forth from among my people, both ye and the children of Israel, and go, serve the Lord as ye have said. Also take your flocks and your herds as ye have said, and be gone, and bless me also. And the Egyptians were urgent upon the people that they might send them out of the land in haste, for they said, We be all dead men. And the people took their dough before it was leavened, their kneading troughs being bound up in their clothes upon their shoulders. And the children of Israel did according to the word of Moses. And they borrowed of the Egyptians jewels of silver and jewels of gold and raiment. And the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, so that they lent unto them such things as they required. And they spoiled the Egyptians. And the children of Israel journeyed from Ramesses to Succoth, about 600,000 on foot that were men, beside children. And a mixed multitude went up also with them, and flocks and herds, even very much cattle. And they baked unleavened cakes of the dough which they brought forth out of Egypt, but it was not leavened, because they were thrust out of Egypt and could not tarry, neither had they prepared for themselves any victual. Now the sojourning of the children of Israel who dwelt in Egypt was 430 years. And it came to pass at the end of the 430 years, even the selfsame day it came to pass, that all the hosts of the Lord went out from the land of Egypt. It is a night to be much observed unto the Lord for bringing them out from the land of Egypt. This is that night of the Lord to be observed of all the children of Israel in their generations. And the Lord said unto Moses and Aaron, This is the ordinance of the Passover. There shall no stranger eat thereof. But every man's servant that is bought for money, when thou hast circumcised him, then shall he eat thereof. A foreigner and an hired servant shall not eat thereof. In one house shall it be eaten. Thou shalt not carry forth aught of the flesh abroad out of the house, neither shall ye break a bone thereof. All the congregation of Israel shall keep it. And when a stranger shall sojourn with thee, and will keep the Passover to the Lord, let all his males be circumcised, and then let him come near and keep it. And he shall be as one that is born in the land. For no uncircumcised person shall eat thereof. One law shall be to him that is homeborn, and unto the stranger that sojourneth among you. Thus did all the children of Israel, as the Lord commanded Moses and Aaron, so did they. And it came to pass the selfsame day that the Lord did bring the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt by their armies.
But passed over their houses.
Passed over their houses.
Passed over their houses.
Passed over their houses.
Passed over
their.
But passed over their houses. So quickly did the Jews depart.
Depart. Depart.
One of the Hebrew tribes struck south from Egypt and settled in Ethiopia.
And settled in Ethiopia.
And settled in Ethiopia.
And settled in Ethiopia.
And settled in Ethiopia. But passed over their houses.
But passed over their houses.
But passed over their house.
Passed over their house.
Passed over their house.
Passed over their.
Destruction to the Egyptians.
Destruction to the Egyptians.
Destruction to the Egyptians. But passed over their houses. So quickly did the Jews depart.
Depart. Depart.
One of the Hebrew tribes struck south from Egypt and settled in Ethiopia. Chanting in Hebrew, the youngest schoolboy asks, Why is this night different from all others? Falasha understand the language of the Old Testament. The story of Passover is known to them all. On this night, the flight to freedom began, away from Pharaoh's Egypt, away from the angel of death that brought destruction to the Egyptians, but passed over their houses. So quickly did the Jews depart, they were forced to bake their bread unleavened. To celebrate their escape, unleavened bread is eaten by Jews everywhere on Passover Eve.
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 On
Babylon burning. Babylon burning. Babylon burn, they have no water. Fire, 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 fire.
Here, here, the Mastir, the Mastir. We call this the fire key offering reading right here, 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 number.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Numbers chapter 28, verses 16 to 25.
And in the 14th day of the first month is the Passover of the Lord. And in the 15th day of this month is the feast. 7 days shall unleavened bread be eaten. In the first day shall be in holy convocation. Ye shall do no manner of servile work therein. But ye shall offer a sacrifice made by fire for a burnt offering unto the Lord. 2 young bullocks and 1 ram and 7 lambs of the first year. They shall be unto you without blemish. And their meat offering shall be of flour mingled with oil. 3/10 deals shall ye offer for a bullock, and 2/10 deals for a ram. A several 10th deal shalt thou offer for every lamb throughout the 7 lambs. And 1 goat for a sin offering to make an atonement for you. Ye shall offer these beside the burnt offering in the morning, which is for a continual burnt offering. After this manner ye shall offer daily throughout the 7 days the meat of the sacrifice made by fire of a sweet savour unto the Lord. It shall be offered beside the continual burnt offering and his drink offering. And on the 7th day ye shall have an holy convocation. Ye shall do no servile work.
Baruch ata Adonai.
Jump!
Rastafari.
Jump!
Baruch ata Yahweh. Eloheinu melech haolam. Asher natan lanu Torat emet. Vayei olam natei. Matokanu Baruch atah Yahweh Noten ha-Torah Sheilah.
Torah reading right there, reading from the Torah for day one fulfilled, going to the Haftarah.
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brit HaChadash Aliyot.
Here, the Baraka, the blessing for the reading of the Haftarah.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Bachar B'Nebiim Tobim Veratzah B'Debrehim Hane'amarim Ba'emet. Baruch atah Adonai Habocher Batorah Ubmoshe Abdo Ube Israel Ammo Ube Nebiei Haemet Watzelik. Blessed art I, Adonai Eloheinu, Eternal King, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed art I, Adonai, who chooses the Torah and Moses his servant, and Israel his people, and the prophets of truth and righteousness.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
Book of Yahshua, chapter 5, verse 2, to chapter 6, verse 1. At that time, Yahweh Buruku said to Yahshua, make thee sharp knives and circumcise again the children of Israel the second time. And Yahshua made him sharp knives and circumcised the children of Israel at the heel of the foreskins. And this is the cause why Yahshua did circumcise all the people that came out of Egypt that were males. Even all the men of war died in the wilderness by the way after they came out of Egypt. Now all the people that came out were circumcised, but all the people that were born in the wilderness, the Midbar, by the way as they came forth out of Egypt, them they had not circumcised. For the children of Israel walked 40 years in the wilderness, till all the people that were men of war which came out of Egypt were consumed, because they obeyed not the voice of Yahweh. To whom Yahweh sware that he would not show them the land which Yahweh sware to their fathers, that he would give us a land that floweth with milk and honey. And their children, who he raised up in their stead, them Yahshua circumcised, for they were uncircumcised because they had not circumcised them by the way. And it came to pass, when they had done circumcising all the people, that they abode in their place in the camp till they were whole. And Yahweh Buruku said to Yahshua, this day have I rolled away the reproach of Egypt from off you. Wherefore, the name of this place is called Gilgal to this day. And the children of Israel encamped in Gilgal and kept the Passover on the 14th day of the month at even in the plains of Jericho. And they did eat of the old corn of the land on the morrow after the Passover, unleavened cakes and parched corn in the selfsame day. And the manna ceased on the morrow after they had eaten of the old corn of the land. Neither had the children of Israel manna anymore. But they did eat of the fruit of the land of Canaan that year. And it came to pass when Yahshua was by Jericho, that he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there stood a man over against him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Yahshua went to him and said to him, Art thou for us or for our adversaries? And he said, Nay, but as captain of the host of Yahweh, am I now come? And Yahshua fell on his face to the earth and did worship and said to him, What saith my master to his servant? And the captain of Yahweh's host, Huluku, said to Yahshua, Loose thy shoe from off thy foot, for the place whereon thou standest is holy. And Yahshua did so. Chapter 6, verse 1. Now Jericho was straitly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. Amen. Kebole Kwalu. Kebole Demsu, Kebole Hailu, Kebole Ketamawe Haile Selassie, Nugusta Gesta Ethiopia, Sumi Igazi Abihera. Amen.
Amen, amen. And that verse, verse 27, we see in some notes we just shared here. So Yahweh was with Yehoshua, and his fame was noise throughout all the country. Right here, 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 the house. Tada, reading here for day one. Here's that verse, give thanks Rosh Sahar Ahad for the reading right there, Emerald Music, INC, yes I. Rastafari, but the reading from Yehoshua, Joshua, was chapter 5, verse 4. Got a reason on this, where it says, And this is the cause why Yehoshua did circumcise all the people that came, Mimitzrayim, out of the Tawi, the two lands called Egypt, that were males, even, all the men of war, the Wariadem, all the men of war. It says they died in the wilderness, by the way, after they came Mimitzrayim. It's an interesting point right here. You know, remember, it's when they got to spy the land and they saw there were giants, or they was having San Gennaro. Maybe they was having an ancient San Gennaro kind of fest. We know when people like be on stilts or whatever else like that, because maybe they're emulating, you know, past legends, mythologies, or whatever. But when the men of Israel got to hear that, they kind of quaked. It's kind of an interesting note right there, you know, which shows something in this time, too. Not saying that no man of war can enter in, but what had happened with the men of war right there. Come, 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 make a reason on it. But here, to the Brit Hadasha.
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brit Hadasha. Aliyot, Aliyot, Aliyot.
And first up, the Brit Hadasha, renewed covenant, Baraka, the blessing right here.
Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam. Asher Natan Lanu, Moshiach Yeshua, Wehabarot, Shel Habarik Ha Hadasha. Baruch Atah Adonai, Notain Habarik Ha Hadasha. Blessed are you, Lord, our God, King of the universe, who gave to us the Messiah, Jesus, and the commandments of the new covenant. Blessed are you, Lord, giver of the new covenant.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
The Brit Chadasha, Chadis Kidan, renewed covenant reading for day one of Passover, Matzah, the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Coming from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 22, verse 7 through 20. The Gospel according to John chapter 1, verse 29 through 31. And the first epistle to the Corinthians, chapter 15, verse 3 to 4, and 20 through 28. We begin, B'shem Ha'ab, V'Habein, V'Ruach HaKadosh, Yahweh Ahad. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, He who be, who He be, the One. The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 22. Preparation of the Passover. Verse 7, Zion, verse 8, Chet. Wa yaboa yom hamatzot, asher yizabach bo ha-pasach. Wa yishlach et petros wa et yochanan lemor. Laku wa hakinu lanu et ha-pasach wa nokela. Then came the day of unleavened bread, when the Passover must be killed. And he sent Peter and John, saying, Go and prepare us the Passover, that we may eat. And they said to him, Where wilt thou that we prepare? And he said to them, Behold, when ye are entered into the city, there shall a man meet you, bearing a pitcher of water. Follow him into the house where he entereth in, and ye shall say to the good man of the house, The master, Adonai, saith to thee, Where is the guest chamber, where I shall eat the Passover with my disciples? And he shall shew you a large upper room furnished. There make ready. And they went, and found as he had said to them, and they made ready the Passover. The Lord's Passover. And when the hour was come, he sat down, and the 12 apostles with him. And he said to them, With desire I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will not any more eat thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of Elohim. And he took the cup and gave thanks and said, Take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of Elohim shall come. Adonai's Supper instituted. And he took the bread and gave thanks and brake it and gave to them, saying, This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. Likewise also the cup after supper, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you. Yeshua, Jesus announces his betrayal. But behold, the hand of him that betrayeth me is with me on the table. And truly the Son of Man goeth, as it was determined, but woe to that man by whom he is betrayed. The Gospel according to John, chapter 1. Verse 29, Kaf Tet, verse 30, Lamed, respectively. Wezot haita bebeit abara meber leyarden asher yochanan matbil sham. Vayehi mimacharat vayar yochanan et yeshua ba alayu vayomar hine se ha elohim ha nosea chatat ha olam. These things were done in Beit Abara, beyond Jordan, where John was baptizing. The next day John seeth Yeshua, seeth Jesus coming to him, and saith, Behold, Se Ha Elohim, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, After me cometh a man which is preferred before me, for he was before me, and I knew him not. But that he should be made manifest to Israel. Therefore I am come baptizing with water. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Verse 3, Gimel, verse 4, Dalet. Ki reshit kol dabar masarti lakem Ma shekbalti ki hamashiach met likaper al chatoteinu kaketub. We nikbar we chukam bayom hashilishi kaketub. For I deliver to you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Mashiach, that Christ died for our sins, according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day, according to the scriptures. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 20 through 28. The order of the resurrections. Verse 20, Kaf, verse 21, Kaf Aleph. Abal, Ata, HaMashiach, Hukam, Min HaMetim, Reshit HaYishenim, Ki Acharei Asher Ba, HaMawet Al Yidei Adam, Gam Tichyat HaMetim, Ba'a Al Yidei Adam. But now is Mashiach risen, but now is Christ risen from the dead, and become the first fruit of them that slept. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Mashiach, in Christ, shall all be made alive. But every man in his own order, Mashiach, Christ, the firstfruits, afterward they that are Mashiach's at his coming. Then cometh the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom of Elohim, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and all power, for he must reign till he has put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death, for he has put all things under his feet. But when he saith all things are put under him, it is manifest that he is accepted that did put all things under him. And when all things shall be subdued to him, then shall the Son also himself be subject to him that put all things under him, that Elohim may be all in all. Else, what shall they do which are baptized for the dead, if the dead rise not at all? Why are they then baptized for the dead? And why stand we in jeopardy every hour? I protest by your rejoicing that I have in HaMashiach Yeshua, in Christ Jesus, Adonainu, our Lord, I die daily. If after the manner of men, I have fought with beasts at Ephesus, what advantageth it me if the dead rise not? Let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. Be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners. Awake to righteousness and sin not. For some have not the knowledge of Elohim. I speak this to your shame. Kabur lakalu, kabur ladimtu, kabur lachailu, kabur lakedamawi, chaile salase, be Jesus Christos sim. Glory to word, glory to sound, glory to power. Glory to Abinu, Melkenu, our Father, our King, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Yes, I, Rastafari.
We have fulfilled all. Praise be to Mesken, Xiavi, Yemesken, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos.
Yes, 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 yes. We still have to get through the steps right here. We had left off, I think, with the third step of from the Passover Seder. Once again, if we can get that in the chat right there, if ones want to download our first Rastafari Pesach Haggadah or the narrative, the telling, going through the basic steps right here, and also give thanks to the co-laborers for their contributions, the word, sound, the time, heart and mind, you know, hava, the kavod, you know, love and honor for that right there. But here, let's pick up. Let's get up to Magid and the four children. It's very, very interesting. I think ones will find it very informative. But once again, if we can get the Worthiest Jalam, the PDF link, free PDF link, if ones can or are willing to get a hard copy, but check out the PDF. So here, let's pick up again with the foot washing, right? The hand washing and the link with Yeshua's foot washing and go through to the Magid, hopefully the four children. Yes.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Elohenu, Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
And here, the Orchatz, the hand washing, the link here with Yeshua washing the disciples' feet. Hear this.
Now here we're at the Orchatz, step three of the Pesach Seder, the Passover Seder, Orchatz. What is the Orchatz? The Orchatz is the ceremonial hand washing. The Seder leader calls out, Orchatz, Orchatz, Orchatz. The third activity of I Passover Seder is to wash I hands, wash our hands before we eat some of the ceremonial foods at the table. Note, however, that the customary bracha, the blessing that's recited for hand washing, the netilat yadayim, will intentionally not be recited at this time, not be recited at this iwa. Hand washing procedure. The Seder leader calls out Orchatz, 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 and then everybody present will begin the ceremony of washing their hands. Each person takes a turn pouring water from a vessel over the hands of the person next to him or her. It is customary to pour some water over the right hand three times and then over the left hand three times. Sometimes a child will carry the towel to each person to dry the hands after performing the Orchatz ceremony. It recalls the laws of ritual impurity, the tuma, and the purity, the ahara, 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 yesha, and urchat, ha'adon Yeshua, and the urchat. It is likely that ha'adon Yeshua, Gita Yesus, Sinai Black Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, washed his disciples' feet during this step of the Seder. He had with the Talmudim, with the Dekam Zamorit, with his disciples. Now imagine the disciples passing the Orchatz pan from person to person for the ritual, the rite of cleansing of the hands. Then, Yeshua laid aside his outer garments and taking a towel, tied it around his waist. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the Talmudim, the disciples' feet, and to wipe them with the towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simeon, Petro, Simon, Peter, who said to him, Adoni, do you wash my feet? Yeshua answered him, what I am doing, you do not understand now. But afterward, you will understand, you understand, you will overstand. Reader 2, Peter said to him, quote, you shall never wash my feet. Yeshua answered him, if I do not wash you, you have no share with me, no share with I. Simon Peter said to him, Adoni, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Yeshua said to him, the one who has bathed does not need to wash except his feet, but is completely clean. You are clean, but not every one of you. For he knew who was to betray him. That was why he said, not all of you, not all of y'all are clean. When he had washed their feet and put on his outer garments and resumed his place, he said to them, do you understand? Do you understand? Do you understand what I have done to you, what I have done to y'all? John's Gospel, chapter 13, verses 4 to 12. Arswagin be in bawa igrein harasech, but she hath washed my feet with tears with her tears. Kedusa Luca, St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 7, verse 44. Geta Yesus ha'adoni Yeshua said, Arswagin ben bawa igrein harasech, but she hath washed my feet with her tears, 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 tears.
Yes, 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 yes. That step right there, that was step three right there. It's interesting because the washing, especially, you know, during times of, you know, ceremony or holy worship, that cleansiness, of course, is something that is required. We can see that in Torah, especially, you know, feast or festival, we all getting together, you know, cleansiness, you know, yes. But you see the hypocrisy of the scribes and Pharisees, they was demanding that at each and every kind of meal and everything like that. And that's where Yeshua, you know, he blew them up right there. You know, on that particular point about washing, they were kind of misapplying, like trying to be over-righteous, like so-called heavenly bound. They were no longer any earthly good. But let's move forward right here. Here to the fourth, like to get to the Magid, the telling, and the four children. Here, Shema Yisrael. Here we have the carpus.
Dipping the vegetables. Step four of the Seder. The Seder leader calls out, carpus, carpus, carpus. The fourth activity of I Passover Seder is to taste some carpus. Carpas, carpas. It's a vegetable, often parsley, celery, or radish, that's dipped into salt, water, or vinegar. Now, locate the carpas on the Seder plate. The carpas, it symbolizes the growth and fertility of the Hebrew people, Jah people, the Mitzrayim, and Mitzrayim in Egypt, in bondage. But it also remembers their great suffering. We eat carpus dipped in salt water to remember the tears that were shed during the time of oppression, rephrase, downpression, and bondage, bond age in Egypt. When you dip the carpus, shake off some of the salt water so that the drops will resemble tears. The Seder leader calls out, carpus, 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 and then everyone present will recite the following bracha, blessing, before dipping their vegetable in salt water and eating. All recite, Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Borei Prei HaAdam. Baruch Ata, blessed art thou, the I, Adonai, Adonai, Eloheinu, Ayinai Elohim, Melech HaOlam, Master of the Universe, the Universe, Universal King, King of the Universe, Eternal King. Borei, Creator, Irator of Prei, 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 the fruit of Ha-Adama, the fruit of the earth, Prei, Ha-Adama, Prei, Ha-Adama. Baruch Ata Adonai, Eloheinu Melech Ha-Olam, Borei, Prei, Ha-Adama. Blessed art thou, Adonai, Ayinai Elohim, King of the Universe, Universal King, Creator, Irator of the fruit of the earth, of the earth. The carpus is to remind I and I, remind us that it was springtime when the Exodus took place. As you eat, remember the tears of those who are in bondage today. This bracha also applies to the maror we, I and I, will eat later on in the Seder, 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 in the Seder.
Yes, 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 that portion of the Seder and that emphasis on the bitters. you know, the bitters, you know, the unleavened bread, also the connection of affliction, both in the old covenant sense, but as well as in the Brit Chadasha. This brings us to step five, the breaking of the matzah, since the first day is the first day of the unleavened bread. So here we have the yachatz, which basically means divide. Here we're at the fifth step right here. Where the sorrows, huh? Where the sorrows. Yachatz, divide. Yachatz, the Seder leader calls out. Yachatz, yachatz, divide. This is the fifth step, the breaking of the matzah, and looking forward to the seven days, that eating, or the bread of affliction, that kita, that matzah. Yachatz, divide, is the fifth step of I Passover, the Pesach Seder, step five. Three matzot, three flatbreads, unleavened breads, have been placed in a white bag that's called matzah tosh, which will now be uncovered and shown to all. The leader then says, ha lachma anya. That's more of the Aramaic. Ha lachma anya, dia e kalu, ava hatana de arsa de mitzrayim. Aramaic there of the, this is the bread of suffering. Ha lachma anya. This is the bread of suffering that I and I fathers, our patriarchs, ate in the land of Egypt. All who are hungry, let them come and eat. All who are needy, let them make them come and celebrate and celebrate Ha Pesach Fasika, the Passover, with us, with I and I. These three matzot, the three matzahs together, plural, matzot, they represent Abraham, Yitzhak, Isaac, and Yaakov, respectively. The middle matzah, representing Yitzhak, Isaac, will soon be broken. To recall how he was, according to the type, sacrificed in obedience, offered as a sacrifice in obedience to his father, a picture of the sacrifice of Yeshua by Elohim Ha'av, Elohim the Father, Egziavihar Av. In Hebrew, the middle of something, in the Hebrew language and also many other languages, ancient, you know, even the Ethiopic, the Afro-Shemitic languages, but in Hebrew, the middle of something is called its heart. Lib, lev, lib, lib, libo, the lib, the lab, the heart. The middle of something is called its heart. When we break the middle matzah, we recall the broken heart of Elohim Ha'av for the pain that Yeshua endured by taking our ukaris. Their ukari was rejecting such grace, such salvation upon him at the cross. Look at the matzah. Behold the matzah, the kita, injera, and see that it is striped. As it is written, by his stripes we, I and I, are healed. Look at the matzah and see that it is pierced. They shall look upon me, upon I, whom they've pierced. Look at the matzah and see, seeing, sight, that it is pure, without any trace of leaven, as his body was without any ukari, the body of the black Messiah, without any sin, without any defect. After a moment of silence, the leader says, Yachat, divide, and breaks the matzah in half. He then takes the larger piece that's called in the Hebrew the afikoman, the larger part, and carefully wraps it in a linen cover. This is a word pick symbolizing a burial shroud. Reader 1 says, from John 3:16, for Elohim so loved the world that he gave his only son, his only begotten son, monogenes, only begotten son, that whosoever believes, amens, admits as truth, in him should not perish but have eternal life. Reader 2,
Read from 2 Corinthians 5, verse 21. For our sake, for I and I's sake, he made him to be sin, to be uckery, who knew no sin, no uckery, no lack, no forfeiture, so that in him we might become the righteousness, the tzedek, the righteousness of Elohim. The Egyptians in Mitzrayim, the het kapita and gibbet, they gave their bondmen only matzah to eat, the poor man's bread. The Seder leader takes the middle piece and holds it up for all to see. The breaking of the middle piece should be done in awe, since it represents in the fuller fullness the sacrifice of Yeshua, of Jesus, of Isis, the King of Kings Christ. During the Motzi Matzah step later, we, I and I, will partake of the bread of suffering representing Yeshua, Jesus, Isis' sacrifice. Now note this, that the Afikomen should now be hidden somewhere in the house in the Beit, since the Seder cannot end without finding the lost Afikomen, the lost part, that lost part, larger part of the bread. It is customary to encourage the children to search for it during dinner, and the child who finds it receives a special reward. Jah will provide a lamb, my son. What did Abraham say? Jah will provide a lamb, my son. Consider how the Akedah provides, the Akedah is what we call the binding. We normally call it sacrifice in the Hebrew. What happened to Yitzhak? It was an attempted sacrifice, but he was bound. So that's the Akedah, the binding, like a contract, a covenant. Consider how the Akedah, the binding, provides a prophetic picture of Adonai, the Hebrew, the Lord, Geta, Yesus, Adonai, Adonai, Yeshua, as the Seha Elohim, as the Lamb of the true good, the true God, who takes away the sins, the uckeries, the systemic anomalies of the seclorum. In John's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 29, both Isaac, Yitzhak, and Yeshua were born miraculously. Both were only begotten sons. Both were to be sacrificed by their fathers at a place called Mount Moriah. Both experienced a passion. Both were to be resurrected on the third day. Compare, contrast Genesis chapter 22, verse 5, and Hebrews, the Epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 11, verses 17 to 19. Both willingly took up the means of his execution. Both of them willingly took up the very means of their own execution. And both demonstrate that one life can be sacrificed for another. The ram for Yitzhak, for Isaac, Yeshua for all humanity, all the sons of Adam. Some of the sages claim that the three matzot, the three bread, flat bread, unleavened breads, represent the people, Amo Yisrael, the priests and the Levites, the three classes or the three parts of the Israelite family. There's the people, there's the priests and the Levites. Some say that's what it represents instead of or in addition to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, in addition to the Hebrew Trinity. But why should the priests be depicted as broken in this case? Is not Yeshua the high priest, the Kohen Gadol, Lika Kohenat, of I and I confession, who provided eternal redemption by means of shedding his blood in the Holy of Holies that's made without hands, in the higher of higher? Why would the symbolism of a broken high priest be included in the Passover Seder? Did not the prophet Yeshaya, Isaiah, foretell that HaMashiach, the Messiah, Christos, Christ, would be, quote, wounded for I and I transgressions, bruised for I and I iniquities, antiquities, and that by his stripes we, I and I, are healed? Consider that the broken matzah, the afikomen, is the image of the suffering servant mentioned in the prophet Isaiah. Consider that this piece is taken, wrapped up, carefully hidden from view, only to be discovered at the end of the Seder by little children. This is the image of the death, burial, and resurrection of Yeshua from the dead, the metim, the mutan. Only after partaking of the Seha Elohim, the Lamb of the true good, the true God, who was slain for I and I transgression, do I and I understand, understand, come to that overstanding and take hold of the reward given to those who seek for him, as his imperial majesty speaks of him. So pouring the second chalice at this time, please fill your cups, fill your chalice for the second cup of I and I Seder. Note that the second cup, the second chalice, is called the cup of deliverance, I liverance, and is sometimes called the cup of plagues. The first occurrence of the word love in the scriptures referred to a father's love for his only son, who was offered as a sacrifice on Moriah, the first mention of love in the scriptures, the place of the crucifixion of Yeshua. He was downpressed. He was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth, like a lamb that is led to the slaughter, like a sheep that before its shearers is silent. So he opened not his mouth. The teaching states, we break the middle matzah in tribute to Yitzhak, Isaac, who would accept the sins of the people upon himself. We accept it for the King of Kings Christ, Yeshua, Yeshua I, HaMoshiach I, Adonai I, Jah. Rastafari. Yes, 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 here, 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 brothers and sisters. We have to pause for the cause. Ones and ones can follow through with more. Hopefully, Jah willing, in the forwards, we will be on the ear and continue right here, here, here. Yes, I. Chag, Ha Pesach, Sameach. Yes, I, Rastafari, the angel of his face. His grace be with thee. In Yeshua's name.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiop, children of the Ethiop? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel, saith the Lord?
Here, here, moving to the Magi, that audible right there, there, there. We had got to that portion previously, but here the Magi, Magi. Here for the telling, Shema'ah Yisrael.
Tell him
here
the Passover story. And it shall come to pass that your child would ask you, what do you mean by this service? And you shall tell him, what a mighty hand Jah took us out of Egypt. We are now ready to retell the story of our great redemption from bondage in Egypt. According to the Torah, we cannot eat our Seder meal until the story of how we obtained our freedom is retold to our children with joy and gratitude. This part of our Passover Seder will include the following subsection: the four questions, the four answers, the four sons, the story of our redemption, the cup of deliverance. The four questions. To help get the story going, we need the help of a young child to recite or to sing the four questions about this special evening. Let's follow along as we consider the opening question regarding the purpose of our Passover Seder. Well, why is it that on all other nights during the year, we eat either bread or matzah, but on this night, we eat only matzah? Why is it that on all other nights, we eat all kinds of herbs, but on this night, we eat only bitter herbs? Why is it that on all other nights, we do not dip our herbs even once, but on this night, we dip them twice? Why is it that on all other nights, we eat either sitting or reclining, but on this night, we eat in a reclining position? The four answers. So why is this night different from all other nights? On this night, we celebrate one of the most important times in the history of Hebrew people, when we went forth from bondage to freedom because of the mercy, love, and the great power of Yahweh, our Elohim. But before we retell the great story, let's answer the four questions. Number one, why do we eat only matzah? For two reasons. First, to remember the bread of affliction we had to eat when we were in bondmen. The second, to remember how our ancestors fled Egypt in such a hurry that they did not have time for the bread dough to rise. Number two, why do we eat bitter herbs? We eat them to remind ourselves of how our ancestors lived, were made bitter as bondsmen in Egypt. Number three, why do we dip our herbs twice? We dip kapas in salt water to remember the salty tears of the bondmen, and also to remember how we crossed the salty waters of the sea. We also dip the mahar in the chahraset to remember how the bitterness of our bondage was made sweet by the hope for our freedom. Number four, why do we recline at the table? We recline tonight as a symbol of our freedom. For when we were bondmen, we could never recline in comfort. When we stand before the Almighty Judge, he will ask us four questions. Were you honest in business and labor? Did you fix time to study the Torah, my words of instruction? Did you build up family life? Have you trust in salvation through the Messiah? Avidim Hayinu. Let us now begin the story of our redemption from Egypt by reciting the following summary statement. We were bondmen to Pharaoh in Egypt, but the Yahweh, our Elohim, brought us out from there by a mighty and outreach arm. How is this Seder your own? Are you really free? Making Passover your own. Bikol Dor Vador. It is not enough to recall, in some abstract sense, the deliverance of the Hebrew people in ancient Egypt, but each Jew is responsible to view Passover as a time to commemorate their own personal deliverance from slavery and bondage. Therefore, the sages teach, in each and every generation, an individual should look upon him or herself as if he or she personally had left Egypt. Because of this, let us all recite the following declaration. Had the Holy One, blessed be he, not taken out our forefathers from Egypt, then we, our children, and our children's children would still be enslaved to Pharaoh in Egypt. Baruch Ha Makum. And since the redemption, we meet to lead us to receive the Torah at Sinai. We affirm, Baruch Ha Makum. Blessed is the old man present. Blessed be he. Blessed is he who gives the Torah to his people, Israel. Blessed be he.
Baruch atah Adonai.
Yes! Rastafari.
Yes!
Rastafari.
Yes, yes, yes. Give thanks. Give thanks. Havarim. Give thanks. Moshe for the read right there. They're there, the Magi, going through the basic telling. And here, to the four children.
The Torah commands us four times to teach our children about the Exodus from Egypt, suggesting there are four kinds of children, each of whom learns in a different way. Our challenge is to find the best way to respond to each child's needs. The Torah speaks of four kinds of sons. One is wise, one is defiant, one is simple-minded, and one doesn't know what to ask. What sort of child are you at this Seder? Who is wise? The one who learns from every person. Ben Zoma. Kenein Arba Wanim Debra Torah. Ehad Ha'am. Ve'ehad Rasha. Ve'ehad Tam. Ve'ehad Sha'enu Yod Ah Leshul. Child 1. The wise son Ha'am inquires about why the Hebrews practice the laws and customs of Passover. What are these laws to us? This son is wise, since he has a thirst for knowledge and wants to know more about the traditions of his people, Jah's people. This Seder is for him. The second child, the defiant son, the Rasha, wants no part of the Seder and asks why the Hebrew people, other than him, practice such things. This son spurns his heritage and acts like a stranger at the table. We admonish this child to wake up, to appreciate who he is and to be grateful. The third child, the simple son, Tom, simply wants us to know what is right so that he can please Elohim and other people as he should. We take the time to help this child grasp the significance of Passover and to help him appreciate his identity as a Hebrew. The fourth child, the son who does not know enough to ask, Sha'enu Yod Ah Leshul, is a young child who is encouraged to be entertained and cared through the service. The story of the four sons is intended to commend the wise son and to encourage us to remember the roots of our faith. We must study Torah and respect the Hebrew way of life, for if we neglect this, we have failed in our responsibility to our divine heritage.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
The Ten Plagues, Esther HaMakot. At this point in our story, we will pause and recite the following words. Dam Ba'esh Vet Timurot Ashan. Blood and fire and thick smoke. These are the plagues that the Holy One, the Kadus An, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, sent upon the Egyptians in Egypt. As each plague is named in our retelling, we will spill a drop of wine from our cups,
signifying that the suffering of the Egyptians lessens our joy. So Moshe and Haran met Pharaoh in the morning while he was washing himself. So far, you have refused to let my people go, they said. Now thus says the Yahweh, by this you shall know that I am Yahweh Buruku. Behold, with the staff that is in my hand, I will strike the water that is in the Nile, and it shall turn into blood. The fish in the Nile shall die, and the Nile will stink, and the Egyptians will grow weary of drinking the water from the Nile. Reader 2. Moshe and Haran did as Jah Adonai commanded. In the sight of Pharaoh and in the sight of his servants, Haran lifted up the staff and struck the water in the Nile, and all the water in the Nile turned into blood. Reader 3. For the babies who were drowned in the Nile, blood, blood, blood. Spill a drop of wine for the plague of blood at this time. Reader 4. But Pharaoh was unmoved by this plague and hardened his heart. Reader 1. So Moshe and Haran met Pharaoh again and said, let my people go that they may serve me. But if you refuse to let them go, behold, I will plague all your country with frogs. The Nile shall swarm with frogs that shall come up into your houses and into your bedroom and on your bed and into the houses of your servants and your people and into your ovens and your kneading bowls. The frogs shall come up on you and on your people and on all your servants. Reader 2. Moshe and Haran did as Jah Adonai commanded. In the sight of Pharaoh and in the sight of his servants, Haran lifted up the staff, and the frogs came up and covered the land of Egypt. Reader 3. For the cries and groans of our people, frogs, frogs, frogs. Spill a drop of wine for the plague of the frog at this time. Reader 4. But Pharaoh was unmoved by this plague and hardened his heart. Reader 1. And because the Pharaoh refused to relent, Jah Adonai Buruku continued to bring terrible plagues upon the land, displaying his mighty and outstretched arm. As each plague is named, let us spill another drop of wine from our cups, signifying again that the suffering of the Egyptians lessens our joy. For the constant oppression of our people, lice, lice, lice. For the attacks of the taskmasters, swarms, swarms, swarms. For treating animals better than our people, pestilence, pestilence. For the toil and injury of our people, blisters, ulcers, tumors. For the dread and terror our people felt, hail mixed with fire. For forgetting how Yosef had saved Egypt, locusts, locusts, locusts. For not worshiping Yahweh Buruku, the true Ra. Darkness, darkness, darkness. After the ninth plague, Jah Adonai gave Moshe instructions regarding the sacrificial rite of Passover. Tell the congregation of Israel that on the 10th day of this month, Nisan, every man shall take a lamb without blemish, a male, a year old, and shall keep it until the 14th day of this month, when the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill their lambs in the afternoon. They shall take some of the blood and put it on the two doorposts in the lintel of the house, in which they shall eat it. The blood of the lamb. The blood shall be a sign for you. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and no plague will befall you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. Exodus 12:13. The blood will be a sign for the Israelites, i.e. for you, and not for the Egyptians. Rashi says the blood was placed on the inside of the door, not the outside. The Hebrew word for sign or wonder is also the word ot, which is also the general name for a Hebrew letter. Each letter of the alphabet then contains signs that point to Yeshua. Therefore, Yeshua, Buruku, is the sign of the everlasting covenant with Elohim. Aleph and Tav, first and last, that marks the direct object of Elohim's universe. The use of sacrificial blood was later enshrined in the rites of the Mishkan, tabernacle, using the principle, the life is in the blood, Leviticus 17:11. Reader 2. They shall take some of the blood and put it on the two doorposts in the lintel of the houses. They shall eat the flesh that night roasted on the fire, with matzah and bitter herbs, they shall eat it in haste. It is Jah Adonai's Passover. For I will pass through the land of Egypt that night, and I will strike all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast. And on all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgments. I am Yahweh Buruku. The blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and no plague will befall you to destroy you. Reader 1. This day shall be for you a memorial day, and you shall keep it as a feast to Jah Adonai Buruku throughout your generations, as a statute forever. 7 days you shall eat matzah, for on this very day I brought your host out of the land of Egypt in the first month. From the 14th day of the month at evening, you shall eat matzah until the 21st day of the month at evening. For 7 days, no leaven is to be found in your houses. If anyone eats what is leaven, that person will be cut off from the assembly of Israel. Reader 2. At exactly midnight, on the 15th of the month of Nisan, Jah Adonai Buruku struck down all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh, who sat on his throne, to the firstborn of the captive who was in the dungeon, and all the firstborn of the livestock. And Pharaoh rose up in the night, he and all his servants and all the Egyptians, and there was a great cry in Egypt, for there was not a house where someone was not dead. Reader 3. For the hardness of Pharaoh's heart, death of the firstborn, spilled a drop of wine for the terrible plague of death at this time. Reader 4. Only those houses that were marked with the blood of the Passover lamb were spared from the plague of death. Reader 1. Jah Adonai had warned Pharaoh from the very beginning about the danger he was facing. Thus says the Yahweh, Yisrael is my firstborn son, and I say to you, let my son go that he may serve me. But if you refuse to let him go, behold, I will kill your firstborn son. Exodus chapter 4, 22-23. Reader 2. A great cry rose up from Egypt, since there was not a family among the Egyptians without one dead. In this state of utter devastation, Pharaoh finally agreed to let the Israelites go free. Reader 3. Early in the following morning, on Nisan 15th, the great exodus began. The Israelites left in such haste, their leaven bread didn't have time to rise. As a result, we eat matzah on Passover. Over 600,000 adult males, along with their wives and children, left Egypt along with the wealth of gold and silver that the Egyptians had given them. Reader 4. Instead of leading the Israelites along a direct route to the Promised Land, however, Jah Adonai directed them south into the desert. After 3 days, the Pharaoh hardened his heart yet again and led his army to bring them back. When the Egyptians reached them 2 days later, the Israelites were caught between a rock and a hard place, with the sea of reeds on one side and Pharaoh's army on the other. The people cried out to Jah Adonai for deliverance. Reader 1. The pillar of cloud and fire prevented the Egyptians from attacking the Israelites. Jah Adonai then told Moshe to raise his staff to separate the waters, allowing the people to cross through the sea to safety on the other side. Once everyone was safely across, the pillar lifted, allowing the Egyptian army to pursue the Israelites into the sea. Reader 2. Jah Adonai then told Moshe to lift his staff again so that the waters would overwhelm the Egyptians with their chariots and horsemen. By the time dawn arrived, the Israelites saw the dead bodies of Pharaoh's army lining the seashore. It was finally over. Yisrael was completely delivered. After witnessing this great miracle, Moshe and the people sang a song of praise to Elohim Buruku for deliverance, and Miriam led the women in joyous dance. Reader 3. And so began the Israelites' journey from slavery to freedom, from sadness to joy, from being strangers in Egypt to becoming a great nation. The crossing of the sea represented the birth of the new nation, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. On its way to receive revelation at Sinai, Jah Adonai delivered his people to reveal himself to them as their heavenly Father. Reader 4. Moshe later told the people, remember the day in which you came out from Egypt. out of the house of bondage, for by a strong hand, Jah Adonai Duruku brought you out from that place. No leaven bread may be eaten. 7 days you shall eat matzah, and on the seventh day there shall be a feast to Jah Adonai Duruku. Reader 1. You shall tell your son on that day, it is because of what Jah Adonai did for me when I came out of Egypt, and it shall be to you as a sign on your hand and as a memorial between your eyes, that the Torah of Jah Adonai may be in your mouth. For with a strong hand Jah Adonai Baruch Hu has brought you out of Egypt. Reader 2. You shall therefore keep this statute at its appointed time, from year to year. It is a night of watching for all generations. Now let us all say Amen. The original Passover sacrifice, i.e. Korban Pasha, was not given to the Levitical priesthood as a sin offering to give, since it preceded Sinai in the giving of the various laws concerning the sacrificial rites. It's been said that all signs and wonders performed during the Hebrew Exodus served two purposes. One, to convince the Egyptians of the greatness of Jah Adonai, and two, to convince the Israelites of the same thing. Amen.
Our deliverance. The great story of deliverance is revealed on two levels in Scripture. One that concerns the paradise of Eden, the universal level, and the other that concerns the paradise of Israel, the particular level. Therefore, Yeshua is both rightly called the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, John 1:29, and Messiah, our Passover Lamb, who has been sacrificed for us, 1 Corinthians 5:7. Likewise, he is both rightly called the seed of the woman and the son of David. He is called the second Adam and the king of the Jews, and so on. The story of Israel's deliverance in Egypt therefore serves as an allegory, a mythos, of both the universal salvation that was promised in Eden, the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world, as well as the revelation of the sacrificial ministry of Yeshua as Israel's promised Messiah. Yeshua is both the Savior of the world as well as Israel's true Adonai, Hebrew for Lord and Deliverer. Just as Eve's doubt in Jah Adonai's goodness gave Satan his advantage, so it was through her teshuva, repentance, that she would find salvation. And just as it was through Adam's sin that the plague of death came into the world, so it was through Yeshua's sacrificial death that life and healing would come. Yeshua was bruised through his sacrifice on the cross tree, but through it
He crushed the head of the serpent and broke the fangs of his venomous sting. Access to the tree of life is now available in the renewed paradise of Jah Adonai. Yeshua is the Amen, the Savior of the world and the one who rebuilds the fallen tabernacle of Eden. Looked at from another perspective, here, Egypt represents the world bondage system that enslaves people. The word Mitzrayim comes from the word Tzur, meaning restriction. As the temporal ruler of this world, the Pharaoh of the Exodus, therefore represents Satan, Sut, Sut-Han, and the original serpent, Apophis, Epep, who deceived Eve in the orchard. Egypt, therefore, represents a state of exile, similar to the original exile from Eden. And just as the blood of the lamb applied to the doorpost in Egypt caused a plague of death to pass over, so the blood of Yeshua saves us from the wrath of Ha Elohim and spiritual death. Yeshua said that by nature, people were in bondage to the dictates of this world system and its forces and needed to be set free. The Hebrew word for salvation, Yeshua, means to be set free from the restrictions of lower Egypt and its forces. Just as the Israelites were made free from the tyranny of the Pharaoh of the Exodus when they crossed the Sea of Reeds, being baptized into the depth of the waters, so they could be reborn to serve Jah Adonai in freedom, likewise, those who trust in Yeshua are baptized into his death and reborn to serve Jah Adonai by the power of the Holy Spirit. Our redemption is meant to set us free to be Am Segula, Jah Adonai's treasured people.
The guiding star is running in the sky. The guiding star is running in the sky. Suppose that star should ever fall, what would you think would happen?
Well, I've been a Rasta from ever since, you know. But it's not how long I've been a Rasta, it's how long it takes to grow up. Because what is what is, from beginning to the end, it can never change. So we're not Rasta from creation.
David, my servant, shall be king over them. They all shall have one shepherd.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
And David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my judgments and observe my statutes and do them. And they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt. And they shall dwell therein, even they and their children's children, forever. And my servant David shall be their prince forever. Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them, and I will place them and multiply them, and will set my sanctuary in the midst of them forevermore. My tabernacle also shall be with them. Yea, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And the heathen shall know that I, the Lord, do sanctify Israel, when my sanctuary shall be in the midst of them forevermore. Evermore. 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 Evermore.
The kingdom in the midst. Yes, yes. Chag HaPesach, Sameach Chag HaMatzot, Days of Unleavened Bread, Happy Days of Unleavened Bread. Brothers and sisters, moving forward to day two, Laila Tov, Boker Tov, good night, good morning, good day. Yes, walk the way, truth and life. Book of Life, Sea of Life.
Them a cook a spice, you. What you say I do should be true, 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 true. With the knife, the scorn, the wicked look at life. Them got eyes for a knife, but them a look at life. Them all that dash them with them let them look at life. Them said them want them wing to go to heaven to look for Christ. While them a bow down and a worship them images, I went keep yadding like children, it's the far and never wrong nor far. So still in it, I dig it, like privilege in all the villages to live.
So life is praises,
for peace in finite stages. I not so fit no wages, one Babylon pledges. Them separate man and woman, lock them in a cage. Them some more sad than little less baby. Them some more birth control and abortion for the ladies for ages.
The book of life pages.
Babylon was near and fear of, but them sad on me a fear of. So them come far with the stir, them meet to veneer, like eyesight or crystal clear. You air
cheaper
food for the children to share. The youth need love and care. Close if someone wear a car with them a stare. Force and money make them eye flare and live in fear. They call us squatters, crop they treat us very wrong. Children starving, time so very long. They greet the bird and got bust, show them gluttony. Craving for more than enough. Not about money and religion, make them happy and prosperous. Still I see more problem and that's far for us. From birth to plague and been after us. They got crosses of vulcans and chops for us.
Vanity.
So many gone straight for that. I listen to the most silly in them get fear fish at them.
Still gonna kill like patriots.
Them get defeat, no no fear them weapon or them face it. Money mad, them top them little sister and them brother great all. Chop off them father and them mother make them set them. Search the sky and set them search Nazareth and set them still can't find
yes,
it.
Yes.
The book of life, Babylon one fear all. When them saddle me a fear all. Slew them from far with the fair. No need to veneer. Like eyesight, the crystal clear, yeah. For the children to share. The youth need love and care. Clothes and summer wear, a car with them a tear. Horse and money make them eye flare and live in fear. With an ass, it's gone, we can look at life. Them black eyes took a knife, but someone and look at life. Them all adopt them, let them whip them, all them hook at life. Said them want them wings to go to heaven, to look for Christ. While them oppose them and the worship them villages. Rastafari give you them life privileges. It is the first of villages. Why they give up life privilege in all the villages to live? Watch out! Searching to find love. No earth is, she needs my love. Searching ready anytime for divine love. I need all in my arms to charm and keep my warmth. Oh, and I'll be flowing on and on from dusk till dawn. She's the one who keeps my calm right through the storm. So be strong. I need her in my arms to hold. Just go warm her when she's cold. Be by your side so brave and bold. Or I'll be in full eye charge. Lightning flash and thunder roll. Let's get close, now we got no time to show. Just in case you have never been told. You to know, girl, you're worth more than money and gold. I need her in my arms to charm and heal my.
Yes, yes, yes. Chag Sameach. Shavua Tov, Shavua Tov. Have a good Shavua here. Unleavened bread. Ahava. Ooh, kavod. You know, love and honor. Give thanks. Give thanks. Bashem Yeshua. Be well, Chabarim. Be well, brothers and sisters. Bashem Yeshua.